Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Innocents by Ace Atkins. Narrated by MacLeod Andrews. It was too late. Maybe yesterday, while I was still a child, but not now. I knew too much, had seen too much. I was a child no longer now. Innocence and childhood were forever lost, forever gone from me. William Faulkner, The Reavers. No matter whether we travel in big parties or little ones, each party has to keep a scout 20 yards ahead, 20 yards on each flank, and 20 yards on the rear, so the main body can't be surprised and wiped out. Rogers Rangers, Standing Order Number 12. Chapter 1. Lily Virgil stood high on a North Mississippi hill at daybreak, listening to old Ruthie Holder talk about the man who'd run off with her grandson's Kawasaki four-wheeler and her brand-new 12-gauge Browning. Ruthie said she'd just gotten home from the Piggly Wiggly with a week's worth of groceries when this skinny, buck-toothed varmint jumped out of the bushes and started in with a lot of crazy talk. What exactly did he say, Miss Holder?
He told me that the G.D. Mexican cartel was in my kitchen making chorizo and eggs, and if I walked inside, they'd have their way with me, she said. I told him it was a lot of foolish talk, but he insisted on going in without me. Next thing I knew, he was running out with my Browning and headed to the shed.
Lily reached down and lowered the volume on the police radio. She was tall, with an athlete's lean muscles and lots of crazy light brown hair she kept neat in a bun and under a ball cap. That day she wore gold aviator glasses, a Glock 19 on her hip, and shoes.